How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. All right, we've come to the end of the first hour on this Friday afternoon, and that means it's time for us to share our Issues Etc. blogs of the week. Jeff picks one, I pick one, and the way that you put yourself in the running to be picked for blog of the week. In fact, we got I think several emails this week suggesting blogs or putting them forward for us. First, you need to get the Issues Etc. widget at your blog, issuesetc.org. Look at the bottom of the support page. Then you need to email us and let us know where your blog is so we can start reading it. talkback@issuesetc.org. Jeff's got one. I've got one. Jeff goes first.
My pick this week is Chronic, the blog of Veith, of course, the blog of Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Gene Edward Veith. It's a blog post titled, The Genderless Child. A Toronto couple is raising their baby to be genderless, refusing to identify the child either as a boy or a girl, so that he or she can choose his or own sexual identity. The baby, named Storm, is now 4 months old. But I thought we were supposed to believe that sexual identity is not a choice, but rather an innate condition, that in the words of Lady Gaga, I was born this way. So it is a choice after all, and nature must have nothing to do with it. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Chronic, the blog of Veith.
My pick this week comes from a brand new blog that we were made aware of this week called Dear Christian Friends. I always like the blog posts that have quotes from better theologians than I. And my quote comes from C.F.W. Walther. It's actually, the post is simply called Quote of the Day. By the way, we will have a link to both my pick and Jeff's pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Here's the quote. It comes from C.F.W. Walther in his famous work, The Proper Distinction Between Law and Gospel. He writes, "The spirit of Luther and of the entire genuine Lutheran church is the spirit of childlike simplicity, the spirit of faith, the spirit that submits to the word of God and takes human reason captive under the wisdom from on high. The characteristic mark of our church is unquestioned submission to the divine word. While our sectarian teachers are continually tossed about like the waves of the sea and betray the fact that they are not founded upon the rock of the word of God." I think it's a good summary. I've often said it this way. Being a Lutheran, one of the things I like about being a Lutheran is that I am not required to ignore or explain away a single syllable of Scripture. I can have it all and not have to ignore a single syllable or explain away a single syllable. Simply let God's Word speak where it speaks. And where God's Word doesn't speak, I'm given the privilege of remaining silent. It's a really good definition of what it means to be a Lutheran. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. We'll kick it off with Terry Mattingly of Scripps Howard News Service. We're going to talk about whether or not he thinks the recent news about the United Church of Christ getting rid of the term God the Father is in fact news or not, and some of the reaction he's gotten to his writing on that subject. Then a little bit of Issues Etc. comment line, and we'll cap it all off on this Friday afternoon with you playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can wait a half hour or so and play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live, 1-877-623-6943. When we come back, Terry Mattingly on the UCC and God the Father.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.